Hi there, Sammy. Sammy, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to speak with you to get you all the details, you know, tell you everything that would be included, answer any questions that you might have. And then also, because it's a very young company, she does want me to apply that new in business rate, which makes it very affordable for you to be on the first page of Google, where people will find your company and call you directly. So this is not a lead-based service. This is not at all like Angie. You're not going to pay for leads and then chase those leads down. You'll simply get direct phone calls from someone who wants to work with you, someone who wants to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, simple, straightforward pricing. Now, Tara did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for MT Fencing and Landscape?
No, I don't have a website yet.
That's okay. That's okay. We don't expect our young companies to already have a website. In fact, we build websites in-house for our clients that don't have websites. We would want you to have a website. We'd like to build a website for you because we know that most potential customers like to look at a website. A website lets them know that you're in their service area, that you're providing exactly what they're looking for. They can see before and after photos and things like that. So a website's going to be a great way to ensure that you do get that steady stream of phone calls. And of course, that the people who call you already know that you'll be able to help them out. So it's usually a high conversion rate. Like I said, by the time they start dialing your number, they usually want to work with you. I'm actually asking if my supervisor, Sammy, will allow me to include a website at no cost, meaning that we'll build the website for free. The hosting, maintenance, the updating of the website would be free as well because we want to make it affordable for you. You'll be on that first page of Google. You'll be on Bing, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Of course, I think you can definitely benefit from Facebook paid ads as well. Tara says that you do travel at least a little bit for the right job. How far would you want to go for a good customer?
For a good customer, let's say I will go up to around Orinda.
Okay. So we would be able to target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found. So in that way, we're actually able to make sure that the people who are able to find you are the ones that you want to work with. So you're only going to be getting phone calls from the people and places that you want to service. So, you know, maybe that good 20-mile service area or so. Now, it is a flat rate. It's offered on a month-to-month basis. That being said, you qualify for reduced pricing. You know, we want to make this affordable for you. Are you going towards Oakland at all, or?
Towards Oakland, I really kind of don't like working in Oakland.
That's what I was thinking. So we would do the local campaign. That's good for 20 miles. It's going to keep you out of the places you don't want to go. Like I said, even if it's 10, 15, 20 miles away, but you don't want to go there, tell us that too. We won't run your ads there. So that way you're only getting phone calls from the places that you want to go. Of course, it's very targeted marketing. I know you do quite a lot of different services. So, I mean, fencing and, of course, all the landscaping services. And you do have a lot of photos of the work that you've done, right? Like before and after photos?
I do have a bunch of pictures. I don't have, like, a before and after photos.
Okay.
It's a very rare thing to have for that. But
That's okay.
I do have the work, the
after photos. You've got the work that you've done. That's good too. We could do that. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to showcase the work that you do. So it doesn't have to be a lot of before photos, but the after photos, the finished product, once you've completed the fence work, or any photos that you have. When we build out a website, we're going to update it at no cost. So we could use existing photos, and as you send us more photos, after we send you jobs, take more photos and send us photos. Mm-hmm. We'll update your website. There's no cost for that. Now, as far as the pricing goes, it's very affordable for new businesses. It's $199.00. That's a fixed rate, though. So it's a reduced price for a young company, but it won't go up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ever going to change. It won't increase down the road. It would stay flat and fixed at exactly $199. And there's no taxes or fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. So 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would only ever be exactly that $199 a month. So again, very, very different than Angie, where you pay for every single lead, and leads could be $30, $60, $80, or maybe even over $100 each. This is going to be a lot more affordable. You're going to reach more people.
Mm-hmm.
More people use Google. Not everyone uses Angie, but pretty much everyone uses Google. Okay. Are you taking on any commercial work, or are you focusing strictly on residential clients?
No, I do. I can do it with a commercial.
You can do commercial. Okay. So we can target commercial as well. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
My question will be like about the website.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm not a professional person, you know, like when it comes to computers, all that kind of thing.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah.
So
we would be able to build that website for you. We don't need you to do anything. You don't have to add photos or add content. We would do what's called a client interview. So one of our technicians will actually ask you about your service area, all the places that you want to go, all of the services you want to provide, if you have a mission statement or a slogan, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we basically talk to you about how you want your website to look and the things that you want your website to say. We build the website for you. And again, you can always request that we make changes for you. There's no cost for us to update or change the website, but you don't have to know how to build a website on your own. In fact, all you really need to do is answer your phone when it rings. You will get a detailed reporting and tracking system. Reports are easy to navigate, easy to understand, and it does break down exactly how much work you're getting and where your work is coming from. Some of our clients just ask someone who's never called, hey, where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? They say, oh, I found your website on the first page of Google when I did a search for fence contractor. So, I mean, that's enough for a lot of our clients to know that the service is working, and they don't even really spend a lot of time using their tracking system. But that is available for you 24/7. But like I said, all you really have to do is answer your phone. We take care of the rest.
Okay.
Okay. Now, like I said, it's month to month. There is no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, or if you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service, okay? You can even pause it seasonally, but as long as you're using the service, it would bill once a month for exactly $199 and never a penny more, and again, that rate will never go up. It is month to month, so that just means it's our job to keep your phone ringing and really earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, being that it is month to month with that website included, I did hear back from my supervisor. He's going to allow me to include that website at no cost. Being that it's designed to get that website in front of more people, get your phone ringing directly, would most likely also allow you to spend less money on leads. You can keep those leads shut off if you wanted to, or pause them more often. I mean, being that it's month to month, is that something you want us to get started here for you?
Well, so far, you know, it sounds good, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
So, for Sure, we can do that.
So, Sammy, the phone number that we're speaking on, this would be the number you would want your customers to call, right? This is the business number, the number you would want on your website?
Correct.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yeah, it is a smartphone.
Okay, perfect. Now, keep in mind, most of the time, you'll just get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers call your number directly. The website that we build will also have a contact form, so residential and commercial clients can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. Mm-hmm. When they fill out that form, you will get a text message. You'll also get an email. Now, that means you'll always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we will list it on the website. People would see it. It can be a personal email. That's perfectly fine. It would still be attached to the contact form, but it would not be shown on your website. Sammy, what is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
So right now I don't have a business email, so I could use my email, which will be sammy.monteroso@icloud.com.
Okay, and Sammy, is that S-A-M-M-Y?
Correct.
And then the dot. And then could you spell your last name?
Monteroso will be M-O-N-T-E-R-R-O-S-O.
R-R-O-S-O. And then was there something else between the sammy.monteroso and the @gmail.com?
@icloud.com.
Oh, at iCloud. But there's no numbers or anything after that. It's just sammy.monteroso@icloud.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So definitely a personal email, which like I said is fine. It just won't show anywhere on your website. So people won't know that that is the actual email connected to that contact form. When they fill out that contact form, though, you will get those emails. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, Mr. Monteroso, we will email things from time to time. But do you prefer that we call you or text you, or are you okay with us sending emails? Did you have any preference at all as to how we contact you regarding your account?
You can do call or text.
Okay, I'll put call or text. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, customers don't come to you, right? You only go to the customer. There's not like a physical address.
Correct.
Or okay, because I did see on Angie 4350 Rio Lane. Is that your residence? Is that where you live?
Correct.
Okay, so Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your front door. They wouldn't want to do that. You're out in the field most days. So you're not going to see that address listed anywhere online, okay? Not on Google or Bing or any of the directories that we create. You'll just be listed city and state. And then, of course, like I said, we'll talk to you about all the different places that you want to go. You said you'd go as far as Orinda, all points in between. If you don't have any other questions for me, the business itself is MT Fencing and Landscaping and Incorporated. Did you want the INC to be part of the branding of the business when we build out your website and create all that content?
What I would suggest it would be just have to MT Fencing. On landscaping, it would be something like that I would remove, like, trees.
Okay.
I remove, like, whatever is on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So
got it. So it's mostly
fencing. I would focus more on empty fencing, to be honest with you, because that's the other name that I have on the license.
Oh, okay.
And
so we'll just keep it at MT Fencing. We can still talk about the other services that you provide, but the best thing about this is the branding of your business name, because, again, you'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing. You'll have all the different destinations and directories and, of course, that professional website. So it's a really good time then to shift towards branding the business as MT Fencing. And that's capital M, capital T, right? MT Fencing?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Correct.
So I'm updating that now, so it's just going to be simply MT Fencing. And then, like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule that client interview. That's where we talk to you in detail about all of the different services that you provide and, you know, any mission statement and things like that. And then the other thing that I'm actually required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including that website for you at no additional cost, that it is that reduced rate, that $199 as a fixed rate. I'll actually waive the initial $99 setup fee, so it would just be $199 to get started. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Sammy, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification for that initial investment of just $199, how did you want to take care of that, Mr. Monteroso? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
I think it would be a Visa.
Is it your name first and last on the card? Is there any middle initial or the business name?
The business name.
The business name?
Yeah. It would be under Sammy Monteroso and MT Fencing and Landscaping.
Got it. On that card. You said it was a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a Visa.
A Visa. So a Visa card should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Sammy, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, so it'll be 4259072053104005.
And then the expiration month and year?
0626.
06 of 2026, and Sammy, the last three digits on the back of the card?
484.
484. So I have on the back 484, and then June or 06 of 2026 for the expiration date. Mr. Monteroso, was the card itself 4259-0720-5310-4005?
Correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 4350 Rio Lane in Bay Point, 94565? Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
I don't think the billing address will be that one. I haven't changed it yet.
Okay.
We moved recently, but I can put that address if you want to.
Would the billing zip code be different?
No, it's the same.
Same zip code. Okay, so Sammy, in about a minute or so after I read the voice verification, our automated system sends you a confirmation email. It has our client support phone number and, of course, our support email, the hours of operation here. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, give me a second.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And Sammy, it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Mr. Monteroso, you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if they receive that email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you will receive all of that information by way of email. after I read the voice verification. I do have that voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Monteroso, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
MT Banking.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Sammy, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My full name will be Sammy Ariel Monteroso, and the title of the company, I believe, will be a CEO.
Okay, CEO. The owner. As the owner and CEO of MT Fencing, Sammy, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. Of course, non-contractual, just restating that it is month-to-month, no contract. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Correct. And then, Mr. Monteroso, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it simply, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, okay, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Sammy, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, all I said is, like I said, all you really need to do is basically answer your phone, and as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, mm-hmm, of course, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. Again, with the rebranding simply as MT Fencing. So, you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create online content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no street address appears for your business. Since customers do not come to you, you only go out to the customer. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and with my supervisor actually allowing me to include the website at no cost, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 18th of December, in the very reduced total amount of just $199.00. And again, Sammy, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes, mm-hmm, no fees, there's no surcharges, there's no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no cost. Again, that means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Sammy, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month. And that same exact reduced rate, that $199, again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will. There is no contract. Of course, that means you can actually stop altogether at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. And again, you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you wanted to pause it seasonally, you could do so. Sammy, all that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date at Mr. Monteroso, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Sammy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute or so, our automated system will send you that welcome email with the information that I've already given you, the phone number and the email address. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Sammy, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the automated email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half an hour. So it gets you towards the very beginning of that hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If you're available, we can do 9 o'clock. We could also do 10 or 11. This afternoon, there's 1, 2, or 3 o'clock. Which of those times would work best for you to receive that half-hour phone call? Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can even be working as long as you can carry on a conversation.
Yeah, so it will be around 3 p.m., I'll say.
3? So we could do 3. We'll do 3 o'clock until 4. That means the call would be scheduled from 3 until 4. It's a one-hour window. The call, like I said, takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll also be on that call, just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open. I might not be able to be on that call if I'm on a call that happens and I'm still on it, if I get an inbound call right before it, but I'll try to be on that call. One thing I did want to do, whether I am on that phone call or not, is just to set up a security question, a simple question and answer, just another layer of protection here for you. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with MT Fencing, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you from time to time to verify the answer to the security question. And then maybe even more important, if you start getting phone calls about a week or two from now, once your website is live and active and online, of course it's designed to get customers to call you. Sammy, if you get any calls from someone claiming to be Google, even if they say they're local Splash, make sure that they know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer to the security question and the question itself. And if they can't provide that information from you, then don't talk to them. It wouldn't be us. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us. You wouldn't even have to ask them if they know the answer to the security question. Sammy, that voice verification was recorded and attached to your account for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 18th for $199 and never a penny more. Your answer, or your options, I should say, for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Sammy, which of those would you want for your security question?
I would say my first pet.
Hesnett. Okay. And then what is the answer?
It would be Scarlett.
Scarlett. Okay. Got to type it in twice. Is that with one T or two T's?
I have no idea. I was saying one T.
Okay. I'll put it down there. Scarlett, that's fine. I mean, they're not going to ask you to spell it, but they might just ask you what the answer is. And as long as you say Scarlett, it matches ours. So I've got it in there. And then, oh, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent? Looks like you got everything. You got the welcome email.
I got a text message. Let me see if I got an email. Sorry, because I'm getting a little bit ready to go to work.
Yeah, so I'm going to get you off the phone real quick. We've got your follow-up call scheduled at 3. At 2 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email through our automated system that the call is scheduled at 3. I'll also send you a calendar invite. The invite is just for your records. Now, you don't have to log into your account right now. In fact, we're still trying to set everything up, but I did want to walk you through the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on it, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on the blue click here. Those two words are hyperlinked. It will go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side.
Dashboard, or I don't see that option that you're telling me.
Okay.
Click here. Okay.
Yeah. So it's above that part. Yeah. It's right above at the very top. So click on that. The blue click here.
Okay.
Now you can scroll through it. Obviously, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, choose Bing instead of Google. So we will mirror the content on Bing. That means you'll get those phone calls and opportunities, too. Like I said, we are doing all the directories necessary. We're doing that website for you. You see the long line that goes across it and a couple of boxes below it populating. We want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card that we have on file. So click on both of those boxes and then click inside the longer box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, where it says click here, copy and paste or type in your name. It is case sensitive. If you are typing it in, the S and the M are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space in front of your name or behind it. But once you've got your name in the box, click the confirm signature box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that orangish-colored confirm signature box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, it's going to ask you to log in. It's going to ask you for your username and password. Let me know when you see that next screen.
So it says welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credential below. So username.
Yeah, so you don't actually have to do that. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. You'll actually get confirmation by email and text when your tracking system is active. You can log in at any time, but, you know, until it actually is up and running in the next day or so, you might get a message saying that we're trying to set everything up. Your credentials are on the welcome email. So it has your username, which you cannot change. It's in our system the same way, but it is designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's your phone number, area code included, but only numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, nothing like that. So your username, of course, is then 925-395-1878. That's going to be your username. Your password you can change. Right now it's goodads, GOODADS, all lowercase, no space. You can change your password at any time. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. The other one says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but if you can send us those photos, it helps us to quickly satisfy Google that you are a real business, that you are in the active area that we're listing you for, and that you can provide those services. So
I do have a question. So I don't don't have to access right now the thing, right?
No.
You just put the username. No. Okay.
You don't have to do that right now. Yeah. In fact, if you did, it would just give you a message that we're still trying to set everything up. You're actually all set and squared away on my end. We are going to call you at 3 o'clock or a couple minutes after. Hopefully I'll be on that phone call to say a quick hello to you. I did though want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. And of course, like I said, start taking photos of the jobs we send your way. You can always just email those photos to us and we can add them to your website. There's never any additional cost for us to update your website.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Sammy. You take care. We'll talk to you in that 3 o'clock hour. Until then, you have a great rest of the day, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.